Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Tweet Coleman, a former Boeing 727 and 747 pilot with Continental Airlines. She has 22 years working in the FAA and is a published author of Take Your Life Off Autopilot. Tweet received her Doctorate of Aerospace Aviation Education and is currently teaching aviation-related courses and is today's host.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tweet Coleman, and I'm one of the hosts for the Florida Aviation Network. We're live and in the clear here at Central Florida Aerospace Academy, and that's in the Aerospace Center of Excellence, and a beautiful Center of Excellence here at Sun and Fun Complex in Lakeland, Florida. And Lakeland, Florida has been beautiful all week, nice blue skies, so if you haven't been here, consider joining us here at the Sun and Fun. This is the 49th year it's been going on, 49 years. That's a long time. And we have two special guests with us today. We have to my left, Jennifer Sasser. Welcome, Jennifer. Jennifer is head of program for the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, and this is at the Kathleen Senior High School, right? Mm-hmm. Got all the words correct. And next to her is Brian Hughes. Welcome, Brian. And Brian is the director in the Winter Park Senior High School, and he's going to be the director for the aerospace program there. Is that correct?
Winter Haven.
Winter Haven, yes. Ma'am. Yep, mm-hmm. Winter Haven. So thank you both for coming. This is quite exciting. And Jennifer, if we could start with you, could you tell us a little bit of the history of the academy?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. Thank you. We are the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, Kathleen Senior High School. We're an academy of Kathleen Senior High School, but our main campus is about 12 miles away. And we are very fortunate to be located here on the grounds of Sun and Fun in Lakeland Linder International Airport. This particular concept started about 15 years ago. Some of our business leaders and aviation leaders, specifically Rick Garcia and a few others, went to the school board. And at that time, they were looking to expand academies and workforce education. And so Rick and some of the others went to the school board and said, you know what, we'd love to have an aviation-themed academy. So they worked together, and in the beginning, our Aerospace Center for Excellence, they had about three old hangars that they put the school in. It started with about 60 students, and the kids would be bused back and forth from Kathleen High School to those three hangars and take their aerospace classes here. And after a while, it grew, and actually during a Sun and Fun, Rick and some of the other board members here at Sun and Fun found some sponsors, including Mr. James Ray. And Mr. James Ray had been an aviator as well and was a philanthropist, had done very well in his life. And he agreed to build this beautiful facility that we have. So he donated the money and had this building built. And so classes moved into this building in 2010. So we have been here since 2010, and our students are engaged in their aerospace-themed classes and also their academic classes. So they take math and English and social studies and science here. So we've grown from having about 60 students, and this past year we were at about 375 students. So we're looking to continue expanding, as the years go on.
So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's quite a jump, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
How many in a class? What is your ratio student to?
It's typically just your regular, regular class sizes of 25 to 30. That's we are a regular public school. The thing that's very unique about Central Florida Aerospace Academy is, although we started in those three rooms over there, and the first focus was simply on pilots and training pilots. And so that's what they focused on. When we moved into this building, with the help of Polk County Public Schools and Travis Technical Center, they were able to introduce the airframe and power plant program. Mm-hmm. So that is something that our students also have as a pathway while they're here at CFAA. After that, they also introduced avionics, then engineering. In the last few years, we've added the unmanned systems and also technical design, which is another facet of engineering, as well as this past year, we added aviation business. And obviously, our big focus is that we want to make sure that we're responding to the needs of the industry. Mm-hmm. We listen very closely to our business partners and our education partners and say, what is it that you need from these high school students that we can help them to be ready for once they've graduated and go on to post-secondary? Mm-hmm. So our focus as a school, as a CTE school, is that our students earn industry certifications in aviation-related courses.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of those certifications that...
Oh, they earn... Well, they're able to... they get their private pilot's licenses.
Okay.
We have several students who go through that program, and the way that that works is, and this is another way that James Ray, that his legacy lives on, is that through the Aerospace Center for Excellence, our students here at the campus will study the ground school portion of your private pilot's license. We use the AOPA curriculum for our students in years 1, 2, 3, and 4. And part of that curriculum prepares them for the private pilot's license. Now, when they get somewhere in about 11th grade, usually, then they are able to apply for the James Ray Scholarships. And the James Ray Scholarships are, they're funded through and managed by Aerospace Center for Excellence. And so the students apply for those, and that is what pays for their actual flight training. So our students are not, they're not actually flying around in airplanes during the school day. We just don't quite have the insurance for that. But they are, we do have the simulators, and we do have the ground school instruction that the students do.
Okay.
And so in addition to that, the students in avionics can earn NCAT certification.
Oh, nice.
The students in the AMP program, we focus on finishing the general portion of that so that they can go right on into Travis Technical Center or another program and go ahead and earn the airframe and power plant program or certifications. In engineering, our students work through SolidWorks. We also have Fusion 360 as another certification. And then our students in the unmanned program are working towards getting their Part 107, which allows them, which is their license that they can basically be a certified drone pilot.
Right.
So
that's quite exciting.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah. So do they choose then in the ninth grade to come here? How does that...
They do. They do. We are open to, if students are zoned for our home school, which is Kathleen High School, they literally are accepted. All they have to do is just simply choose these as their electives.
Okay.
If students are outside of our zone, there's an open enrollment period. Generally, this year it was like the first, it was January into February. If they're outside of that, they do have to provide their own transportation if they're outside of the zone. But they are, you know, then they apply and we pretty much, if we have room, and so far we've had room, they are accepted to come and be part of our CFA family.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very good, very good. And I know Florida Aviation Network, we have a lot of volunteers mm-hmm. from your school, and we're so grateful for those volunteers that are here. And they're very energetic they tell us about the programs they're in and what they're studying. So what a great offering
yes.
you have. Yeah, it must be exciting to be at the helm of all of this.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I started years ago. I actually was here as a teacher
okay.
for a few years, and then I left and to become an administrator. And during that time, I was actually, one of my sons was here, so I was a parent. And then about 3 years ago, I came back home. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting to me every day to see the opportunities that are available. This is just the embodiment of what our career technical program should be.
Yes.
We are looking to bring high-paying, high-demand jobs to the people in Central Florida and to our area, and really to inspire that next generation of aviators. So it's very, very exciting.
That would be, yes. Mm-hmm. And I understand Brian recently now is in Winter Haven as the director. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit about that, Brian?
Well, our program was sort of born out of what we saw as the need for all of our students in Polk County to have access to the wonderful things they're doing here at CFA. You know, if you've been in Polk County much, it's quite a big land area. So driving from different portions of Polk County to Lakeland is difficult. And we have a lot of students on the east side of the county that would love to come to CFA, and I've heard it over and over. I wanted to go to CFA, but I just can't get there. Mm-hmm. So the idea for Winter Haven was born out of the fact that we have a wonderful regional airport as well. And there were a lot of kids that were really, really interested in being a part of that. So we started ours as simply an elective at Winter Haven High School for the last 3 years. And as the numbers showed, it was very, very well received. We've went from 150 kids to 220 kids currently in our program.
Oh, excellent.
And this year we became an academy. We became Central Florida Aerospace Academy, Winter Haven High School. There was really no reason to change the logo, change the branding. I mean, what they've done is really unmatched, you know, in the country, I think. As far as having an academy here on the grounds of the airport with an aero club attached to that, that these kids have the opportunity to really get the tangible benefits of everything that they're learning in the classroom. So, you know, we started that's where we were born out of, but I like that she kind of told the history.
Yes.
Because we are at that baby stage that they start out where we're transporting people out there. In portables, and we've really got pilot track right now, but we're certainly looking to grow and expand upon that.
So you certainly have the blueprint, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better blueprint, and they've been fantastic in being assistant to us as we grow and do what we're trying to do.
So you're in portables now.
Yes, ma'am.
What are your building plans?
I mean, obviously, we would love to have something like we're sitting in right now. Mm-hmm. You know, our airport has been extremely supportive of us, and there is land there to be developed. They've given us what we're on right now, the piece of land, mm-hmm. basically for very, very cheap as far as getting there. And I have a feeling that if we could come across somebody like they ran across Mr. Ray years mm-hmm. ago, if we came across somebody that wanted to do this again for us to continue mm-hmm. to grow, mm-hmm. That there's plenty of places at Winter Haven for this to happen again. And I feel like our Central Florida aerospace community, it's only a matter of time before that's going to be mm-hmm. You know, a reality, because there's just such a need and so much demand and so much excitement around it. You know, and it's just such a wonderful model mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That these kids, you know, that are getting turned out of CFA over here and now mm-hmm. CFA in Winter Haven are just super beneficial to the industry of aviation.
And the timing couldn't be better, right? There's such a need right now in all facets of aviation. Yeah. I heard you talking to one of our cameramen about meteorology in every area. Mm-hmm. So are you looking for money then, Jennifer?
I mean, as far as for Central Florida Aerospace Academy Kathleen High School, our thing at this point is, we obviously with our programs, when we start talking about budgets and so on and so forth, our goal is to continue to update what we have. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you get into talking about computers and systems and those sorts of things, it does get a little expensive. We definitely, at the Winter Haven, are looking for sponsors and for people who want to come in mm-hmm. and help with that project, because we are part of this entire aviation community. And we are so fortunate to truly be part of Aerospace Center for Excellence, Sun and Fun, and all of the folks here in the Central Florida mm-hmm. area. This is a hotbed for aviation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this expansion into Winter Haven is just a natural thing. Mm-hmm. And we want to nurture that and partner and grow, because there's, you know, it's not, people have asked me, they're like, well, what is it? Is it like a competition? I'm like, no, absolutely not. This is simply another member of the family.
Uh-huh. Well, good.
And this is the way that we can reach more and more children and help them to have that love of aviation.
Great. Well, we can see the love of aviation with both of you here today. Thank you so much. And if we have any listeners out there that would like to help the cause, especially in Winter Haven, right, Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Contact them, and let's see if we can grow Winter Haven a success story, I'm sure, just like yours.
Yes,
within time.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much. This has been Tweet Coleman, one of the hosts for Florida Aviation Network. Thank you for listening in. And until we tweet again, safety first.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.